It is good to be here this morning. It's good to see everybody here. And
yes.
I tell you what, my mind it went every direction. But there was a passage of scripture stayed with me. And so we're just going to go with it.
Bless you, Lord.
In Matthew chapter 9, we're going to read just a few verses of scripture, not many. Starting at 27th verse. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Now, this morning, I read that and I thought about this, and these men, they were blind, and they come to Jesus, and they had hopes that he would touch them, and he would heal them. And he come into the house, and I can almost see him by faith. I turned and said unto them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said, "Yea, Lord, I'm here to tell you today, I must believe." The Bible said, in Hebrew, they said, "He that cometh to him, I must believe that he is, and he is able to do, and he is able to be a deliverer." He is a deliverer, and to do whatever he is wanting to do. Today that them that diligently seek him, they sought him so many times. Our faith is so weak. We'll go for a little while, then we'll just drift back out into the world. But today, Jesus said, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said, "Yeah, Lord." I touched him, but he searched straightly. I charged him, "I go and tell nobody." He wants his word to be delivered. Listen, but at that time, they were seeking to take his life. He had to have time to get his work done. The Bible said that there we be in Jesus. We are made a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I can see one time whenever Jesus he was went over into a place into the other side of the sea, and he saw in the night of the sixth chapter of John, whenever he saw a great company of men coming to him, and the first thing that he thought about, they need to eat.
Amen.
They need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to say, "What will we feed them?" I believe it was Philip. He said, 200 pence of bread is not sufficient enough to feed this multitude." He was able to take one man. I said, "Lord, here is a little lad as five loaves, five barley loaves, and two little fishes."
That's right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, are you able to just believe that he He's able to help you and me and our problems. And to deliver us in this world that we live.
Amen, brother.
I can imagine him. How he said he had compassion, and the Bible said they were much grass in the place, and he said, I command them to sit down on the ground, and they sat down, I believe, 5,000 men besides women and children, and the Lord was able to feed them, and he took, I don't know, and it might be in the little boy's lunch. I don't know. But the little boy gave it to him. And he took 5 barley loaves and 2 little small fishes. And boys, see, I looked up. And when he gave thanks, you talk about a multiplier. These men. Believe that he was able. His disciples, I know that. I can see he was doing miracles on them. And that's why they come to Jesus. Because they saw the miracles he did. Healing other sick. The disease of all sorts. Jesus was able. Let me say to you today, he's still able. We make the cross, and he's still able to deliver us.
That's right.
To feed us day after day. For 45 years, I've been trying to deliver the Word of God, and he's never let me down. I've never come up short on Jesus' side. We was called out of darkness into his light. And when we come out of darkness, I trusted in him. He was able to deliver us. I've seen some bad times in my life. I've seen more good times than I've seen bad times. I like to just try to put the bad times away from me and not remember my and focus on the good times. Listen, can you imagine? He said, all these multitudes with 5 barley loaves and 2 little fishes. Whatever you got, I may not be much. But whenever you turn it over to Jesus and know from your heart that he is able to take the little thing that you got. I don't know what it is. Maybe you got a problem somewhere. I don't say. I didn't put a limit on it. Whatever cell in your way that you're dealing with, trust in Jesus. Father, him, ask him to take care of it. He said, my son of David, have mercy on me. And whatever comes my way, I'm not ashamed to say, Lord, I have mercy on me. I need help.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
That's
right. He took these little old fish and blessed them. And they distributed to all the men. And they eat. And they all was filled. And they still had people. People, they had more left over. Jesus said, gather up the fragments that is left, that none will be lost. They begin to gather up what was left over, and they fill 12 baskets full. I don't know what they've done with it. Maybe they give it back to the little boy. Maybe he took it down to his community and give it out to them that had a need. I don't know what the Bible didn't say, but I lack for my mind somebody I just run away with me. The little boy gave him maybe his lunch. And after Jesus got through with it, maybe took it home and give it to his mom and dad. I don't know. But I like to imagine he took it and spread it out and it just keeps on going. What are you saying, preacher? Boy, he filled me up because he's able. Mm-hmm. He called me out of darkness, out of the clutches of sin. I was going down the broad road of sin. I told you judgment bars of God. I lost and undone. But Jesus chose me. He reached down and pulled me out of the clutches of sin. I established my goings in Him. And brother, I'm here to tell you if He can do what He done with me, I imagine what He could do with you or the whole world. I that will trust Him and believe on Him that He's able.
Amen.
He's just able.
Right, brother.
Whatever the situation is, whatever's going on, He is able.
Amen. That's right.
Yep.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes.
Listen, I am nothing. But He made me able to do something.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Come on.
I'm not no better than nobody. But guess this. I'm as good.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been saved by the grace of God.
Right.
I've been set apart. I'm not perfect. No. I'm not perfect. I'm just forgiven. Listen, I'm not arrived. I'm not seen heaven. But I'm on my way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And if I can help you, take off. A little passage of scripture and feed the world as many that would hear. I come to Jesus and He's able to help you out of your situation.
Amen.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Amen.
And everybody's got a different situation.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a different need. We got needs. I ain't seen nobody yet that didn't have some kind of need somewhere. But I serve one is able.
Amen.
To take care of my needs and your needs and everybody else's needs.
That's right, brother.
But what? We must believe that He is able. Mm-hmm. And He is a rewarder.
Yeah. Right.
Of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
What do you talk about a rewarder? I can see down through the Bible when people get their heart right with God, when they come to Him in humbleness, and He begins to pour out a blessing on them. I can shout hallelujah in glory. Today we're serving a God that one day, regardless of how this world goes, we're a winner. Either way.
Amen, brother.
If it's today or tomorrow, the world's going to do what the world's going to do.
That's right.
Amen.
And they're going down the Broadway Road.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad to be on the straight and narrow path.
Amen.
Oh, hey. Listen. Sometimes, every now and then, every once in a while, maybe my faith gets weak, and I begin to drift just a little. I realize that my prayers are weak. I realize that my faith is weak. The Bible says, little children, go and sin not. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Amen.
Just come back to Him. And I come back to the Lord, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. But you got to mean it from your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To the Lamb of God. Ain't you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Ain't you glad that you've been chosen? I called out of darkness, and your light shining so bright. I listen, but the world cannot see it.
Yeah.
You got something the world can't see.
That's right.
You got something the world can't see.
That's right.
But through the grace and the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life. He said, I am he that was dead. He was graveyard dead. That he come forth. And whenever he come forth, he said, I am alive forevermore. Through his resurrection, we will live with him. If we trust in him, because he's able.
Amen.
I believe he's able to forgive me of my sin. He's able to establish my goings in him. And he's able to keep me.
Amen.
And I may die with cancer or whatever it is. Hey, something's got to take me out of here.
Amen. That's right.
And through the doorway of death. God himself's going to pick me up.
Amen.
And I will be there.
Bless the Lord.
In the presence of God. Where are you going to be? I thought about this so many times. He said there was a rich man. And there was a beggar laying at his gate. Filled with sores. Just desiring the crumbs that fell from a rich man's table.
Amen.
No. He didn't get it. He died. I don't know if he died of starvation. I don't know what he died of. But it's saying one day he died.
Come on.
He wouldn't forgot about it.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
The Lord was able to send his angels. My child is that. Jesus wasn't there.
Bless him, Lord.
If Jesus had been there, the beggar probably wouldn't have died. He'd have so much mercy on him. He'd have just missed death.
Mm-hmm.
But he died, and the angels carried him to Father Abraham's bosom. He laid at the rich man's gate. Listen, this is what I thought. Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Lord.
God touches me.
Who's at my gate?
Yeah, come on.
Who would desire my help and the word that you give me to do, the work that you place in my power? What am I doing with it? Who's at my gate? I desire to be told about Jesus. I'm a bottling it up. I'm a shutting it up. We need to let the world know that Jesus is able.
Amen.
To deliver us.
Thank you, Lord.
As many.
Boy, he is.
As many.
Amen.
As will come to him must believe that he is Jesus.
Right. Amen.
And he's a rewarder.
Right.
Amen. Ain't enough of devils in hell to keep us out of heaven.
Amen.
If we determine to go.
Amen.
Listen. Of Jesus received it. Right. He died for us. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you.
Right.
But you trust in Jesus. And through every problem, every sickness, whatever you got.
That's right, brother.
Whatever's going on with you, but Jesus. Give it to Jesus. And I'm just going to hit you with it.
Amen.
And he's a rewarder. And ain't nobody can reward you like Jesus can.
Right, brother. That's right.
Listen.
Praise the Lord.
Nah. I'm going to ask Melissa to come back to the piano. I'd like to stand.
Bless his heart this morning.
If you feel like there's somebody in your gate desiring your prayers or whatever's going on in you, if you feel like there's a need that you need to get to take care of, he'll take care of it this morning if you're trusting. He's able. He's able when you come. If you've got a need, if you've got a problem, it's just a doubt. Somebody said a while ago, Lord, help my belief. Help my unbelief.
Help, Lord.
There's a stumbling block in everybody's way.
Yes, Lord.
but he is able to remove that stone and rock.
Amen.
My, my. I'm glad to be saved this morning.
Amen. Yep.
I'm glad to be saved.
That's a hard day this morning.
Praise the Lamb of God.
I'll have your way.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bless the word today.
If you need to pray,
I ask
you need to come.